Have you ever started what you thought was a wholesome family movie, only to scramble for the remote when inappropriate content suddenly appeared? Or maybe you're tired of your kids begging for screen time, but everything feels either mindless or packed with messages you don't even want them absorbing. I get it. As parents, we want our kids to have heroes worth looking up to, the kind that inspire them to be brave, choose good over evil, and never give up. Finding clean movies like that in today's world just feels impossible. But today, I'm sharing something different. It's the 1985 animated movie, He-Man and She-Ra, The Secret of the Sword. This classic animated movie delivers everything you've been searching for. Quality animation, positive role models, zero inappropriate content, and it's completely free to stream on YouTube right now. Coming up, I'll show you exactly why this solves your family movie night struggles once and for all. Welcome to Wholesome TV Picks. I'm Jennifer, homeschool mom of three, and I help busy parents like you find family-friendly TV shows and wholesome content without spending hours scrolling through endless recommendations that leave you disappointed. Each week, I share one recommendation that I genuinely love. So let's get into today's pick. Unlike so many kids' shows today, this clean cartoon for kids actually fills your kids with hope through the most beautiful theme song called I Have the Power. This amazingly catchy song was written by Im Saban and Shuki Levi and Erica Scheimer, the same team behind the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. These composers knew how to create music that inspires kids for decades, not just entertains them for 90 minutes. But here's what really gets me. While you're probably exhausted from previewing every single thing your kids want to watch, this safe kids movie gives you something you can trust completely. When I watch it with my kids, especially my daughter and my youngest boy, I don't spend the entire time wondering what's coming next because I've already seen it hundreds of times. Instead, I get to enjoy seeing the magic in their eyes as they watch the heroes who inspire them to be better people. The story follows Adam, who's also He-Man, as he discovers he has a twin sister, Adora, who's been raised by the villains, Hordak and the Horde, and doesn't even know she's fighting for the wrong side. This isn't just another good versus evil story. It's about family, discovering your true identity, and having the courage to change when you realize you've headed down the wrong path. Unlike today's rushed CGI animation, every single frame here is hand-drawn by actual artists. Every background has been painted with care. Even the crowd scenes, no two people look alike because real artists took real pride in these details. The transformation sequences, when Adam becomes He-Man and Adora becomes She-Ra, focus on empowerment, similar to when the Power Rangers morph into their superhero alter egos. Even their pets transform in ways that make kids cheer. Adam's tiger, Cringer, becomes the fierce battle cat. And Adora's horse, Spirit, transforms into the unicorn, Swiftwind. And speaking of horses named Spirit, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron, offers a different kind of magic entirely. Go back and check out episode 8 where I explain the magic of that movie and its breathtaking storytelling. The villains are very memorable, and they're not scary looking. They're colorful, have distinct personalities, but won't have your kids scared to go to bed. Hordak can transform his arms into weapons, and one of his minions, Catra, can slide down a mask to become a panther, which I thought was the coolest thing when I was a kid, and she was always my favorite villain of the series. But here's what really matters. The heroes. Instead of being cynical or sarcastic, He-Man and She-Ra show kids what real heroism looks like. They use their strength to protect others. They work as a team, and they prove that good people can actually make a difference in the world. If you know another parent who's just as frustrated trying to find trustworthy, wholesome content for their kiddos, would you do me a favor and share this podcast with them? Because honestly, we need to help each other stop wasting time on disappointing recommendations and start building a library of family movie night ideas we can actually trust. Here's something you won't find in today's content. Zero hidden agendas. No political messaging, no adult themes disguised as kids' content. No moments that make you uncomfortable. Just wholesome storytelling with values you actually want your children to learn. Fans on IMDb are still raving about this movie decades later. One reviewer wrote, "I will always remember the thrill of seeing Adora transform into She-Ra. I hope one day a network shows it again to the next generation of children. Another put it perfectly. This is a fantastic kids and big kids movie made back when pace, storytelling, and interesting characters were everything. They really don't make films like this anymore. That's exactly the problem, and exactly why this movie is the solution you've been looking for. So here's your bottom line. He-Man and She-Ra, The Secret of the Sword, gives you everything you've been searching for in clean family movies. It's about 90 minutes, and you can trust it completely. Beautiful hand-drawn animation, heroes your kids will actually look up to, zero inappropriate content, and it's free to stream on YouTube right now. No more disappointment, and no scrambling for the remote. Just quality family time with a movie that inspires instead of worries you. And here's something fun. If your kids watch He-Man and She-Ra, The Secret of the Sword, and want to share their own review, I'd love to feature them in the podcast. Just head on over to wholesometvpicks.com/speak to leave me a voicemail. Next week, we'll step into a timeless story that leapt beyond the pages of a beloved novel. A breathtaking tale of survival, trust, and the bond between a boy and a horse that has captured imaginations for generations. Don't miss this breathtaking adventure. Thanks for tuning in. Take care of yourself and your family, and I'll catch you on the next episode with another recommendation you can actually trust.